We're up to the fourth chapter of Hilchos Yesodei Torah. In the second and third chapter of Hilchos Yesodei Torah, the Rambam described the nature of God's creation. He did so, as he said, in order for us to appreciate Hashem's wonder and His power so that we should love and fear Him. In chapter 2, we discussed the metaphysical. That is to say, basically, the angels and how they function, as well as the knowledge that Hashem possesses of the creation and how that works. In chapter 3, he discussed the physical, but not the physical of this planet, the physical workings of the spheres and stars and other heavenly bodies. And now, in this chapter, chapter 4, he discusses the nature of this world. Halacha Aleph. Arba gufim halalu. These four bodies, referring to the four bodies that are under the sphere of the moon, mentioned in the previous chapter. Shehem, these four bodies are Eish, Beruach, Omayim, Va'aretz. Fire, air, water, and earth. And Yisodus kol ha'nevarim lamata min ha'rekia. They are the foundations from which all creatures under the heavens are made. Chol she'yeh, anything that is, the Adam, person, the behema, animal, the oaf, bird, the remesh, creeping creature, the dog, fish, tzomeach, plant, umatches, metal, levanim tovus, margolius, precious stones, jewels, the shire of anibinyan, stones of building, Baharim and mountains, the Gushei Afar and clods of earth, Hakol, all of these things, Golman, their body, their matter, is Mechubar Me'aba Yisodos Halalu, is composed of these four elements. Nimtzu Kol Gufim Shalomatim Merkia Chutz Me'aba Yisodos Ha'elu Mechubar Me'golam V'tzura. All bodies that are under the firmament of the heavens, except for the four elements themselves, are composed of matter and form. The Golem Shalem Achuber Ma'abar Yisodos O'elo. And their matter is composed of these four elements. Avo Kol Echem Ma'abar Yisodos Enem Achuber Elem Golem V'tzura Bovad. All of the four elements are composed only of matter and a form, but not of the other elements. They are pure. Each one is in its elemental form, pure. Paragraph Beis. Derech ha'esh v'ruach li'yis mahalchem mimata mitaba ha'aretz l'mayla klapei ha'rakia. It is the nature of fire and of air to go from down in the belly of the earth, as it were, to go upwards towards the heavens. Derech ha'mayim v'aretz li'yis mahalchem mitach ha'rakia l'mata ad l'emtza. And the way of water and earth, their nature is to go from under the heavens downward till the middle. The middle of the heavens, that is under the middle of the heavens, is the lowest point. I'm not exactly sure what he means by the middle of the heavens. Perhaps he means the center of the earth, which is in the middle of the heavens. If the earth in itself is more or less in the middle, so the center of the earth would really be under the middle spot of the heavens. At any rate, Rambam continues, Ve'niluham lo bedatam lo bechetzam. Their movement is not with knowledge or desire. Minag shenitfu behen, v'teva shenitfu behen. It's the custom imposed into them, or the nature that is made part of them. Tevo eish cham v'yavish v'kal mikulam. The nature of fire is hot and dry, and it is the lightest of the elements. V'ruach cham v'lach. The nature of the air is moist and warm. V'mayim karim v'lach, and water is cool and moist. V'atz yivesh v'kara, and earth is dry and cool. V'kvedim mikulam, it is the heaviest of all of the elements. V'mayim kalam mimena, the water is lighter than it. If you got some soul, my Lord, this is why the water is on the earth. Ruach kamen amayim, lefikach umarachav al pnei amayim. And the air is lighter than the water, therefore it floats upon the water. Reish kamen aruach, and the fire is lighter than the air. Mepneishen yisodos l'chol gufim shtachs harakia. Since they are the elemental building blocks of all the bodies under the heavens, yimatzei kol guf v'guf miyadim v'behema v'chayi v'yol v'dog v'tzomeach v'matechas v'yevem golmo m'chuber miyesh v'ruach v'mayim v'yofer. So every single body of human, of domestic animal, of wild beast, of bird, of fish, of plant, of metal, of stone, all of these things, their bodies will be composed of the four qualities of fire, air, water, and earth. Varba, sun, yisarvu biyacha, the four of them will be mixed together. V'yishtar kolach mehem ba'esa iru, and there'll be a change during this mixture. Achimatzim uchubim mabatan in edom alachav mehem kishulavado. Something compounded of all four is not the same as each one of them when it is not compounded, when it's simple. In the mixture, there isn't even 1% that remains pure fire or water or earth or air. Because by being compounded, it is totally changed and it becomes one compound, one body. Each and every body, which is composed of the four, will have all four qualities of coolness, of heat, of moisture, and of dryness. Some of these bodies will have a stronger proportion of the element of fire, like the souls of the living animals, the wild creatures. Therefore we'll see heat in them. Others, some bodies will have a stronger percent of the element of earth, like the stones. This is why we'll see in them a lot of dryness. Some will be stronger as far as the element of water within them. We'll see more moisture in them. We'll find one body warmer than the other. One body of something that is more dry than the body of another. Some bodies will only see cold. Some bodies will see only moisture. Some will see an equal proportion of coldness and dryness. Or coldness and moisture equally. Or heat and dryness together. Or heat and moisture together. If you rub your soul, shahaya biikar hataruvis, according to the majority of the element that's in the principle of the compound, will be seen the effect and the nature of that element in the composite body. Paragraph Gimel. Anything that's composed of these four elements at the end will be decomposed. Some things are decomposed after just a few days. Some are decomposed after many years. Anything composed of them it is impossible that it shouldn't become decomposed. Even gold or a ruby, precious gem, it is impossible that they will not be destroyed ultimately and return to their elemental state. Some will return to fire, some to water, some to air, and some to earth. Since everything liable to decomposition will be decomposed into these four elements, why do we say about man that he will return to the earth, he'll return to fire and water and air also? The answer is, because he's mostly composed of earth. When something is destroyed, it doesn't immediately decompose back into all four elements. can be decomposed and turned into something else. The davach davachar, and the something else in turn turns into something else. However, the self advan yachsel yisodas, at the end all things will return to their elemental stage. So everything is recycled. Everything goes back into its elemental stage eventually, and then it's recomposed in another form. Paragraph Hey. Some of these elements change daily, constantly, but that's only part of them, not all of them. Keta, how so? Mitzas aretz akrova minamayim, the part of the earth that's closest to the water, mishtanis and mispereres v'nasas mayim, changes and crumbles and turns into water. Some of the water that's closest to the air changes and falls apart, evaporates and turns into air. Similarly, some of the air that is closest to the fire changes and turns into fire. And it works the other way too. Some of the fire that is closest to the wind, that is to the air, changes and turns into air. Some of the air that's closest to the water changes, it gathers together, becomes water. Similarly, the water, part of it that is closest to the earth, changes and is gathered together and becomes earth. This change is very gradual, it takes many, many days. The entire element cannot be changed so that fire, water becomes air or air becomes fire. None of the four elements can be nullified. Some can be changed from fire to air, and some from air to fire. You find between one and the other these changes, then abatan amongst the four. This is recycled, goes back and forth forever. This change of one element into another takes place through the circling of the galgal. When the galgal moves, it mixes things up. Also from the revolution of the galgal of the sphere, the four are joined together. The imehen shar golmi bnei adam, and other bodies of people will come from it. The nefesh chaya and animals, tzomeach, the plants, the eben and stones, umateches and metal. Hashem gives to each material thing its proper form. How does He give the form? Through the tenth angel, that's the form known as Ishan, the lowest of the ten levels of the angels. Paragraph Zion. You can never see matter without a form or form without a matter. It is in your heart that a person can separate the body of something that exists in his mind. Mentally, you can separate it. V'yodean, you can know, shumachuber megolam v'tzura, that it is composed of a matter and a form. V'yodei sheisham gufim shegolam v'mechuber ma'abasa yisodos. And you know that there are bodies whose material, whose matter is composed of four elements. Gufim shegolam v'mposhut, as well as bodies whose material part is simple, and it's composed of only one form or one element. With our mind we can come to the conclusion that there are forms without any matter. In an ear eye, and you can't see it with your physical eye, with the eye of the heart they are known. Just as we know the master of all things, Hashem, without seeing Him with our eyes. Paragraph Ches, Nefesh Kol Basar Hi Tzurasa, the soul of all flesh is its form. Shenasa Lo Akel, that God gave it. Adasa Yisera Matri B'Nafshe Shel Adam, Hi Tzurasa Adam, Asholam B'Daito. the extra knowledge that is found in the soul of the person, that is the form of the person who is perfect in his knowledge. Concerning this form, it says in the Torah, let us make man in our image and in our form. Kloma, this means that this creature, man, should have tzura, a form, that could understand those intellects of those that have no body, no matter. Like the angels that are form without matter. Until it can be compared to it. So man has this quality, this ability of abstract reasoning and of spiritual reasoning. When Hashem says, let us make man in our form, he does not refer to the physical form, the eyes, the mouth, the nose, the cheeks, and other parts of the body. That in Hebrew is known as a Torah, not as a Tzelem. Ve'ein ha'nefesh ha'metzuy l'chal nefesh, chaya, sheva'ocha v'shol samolod ma'agash ma'harer. Neither is this a form that's referred to that Hashem makes man in, the same soul that an animal has, with which it eats and drinks and procreates and feels and thinks. L'hadeya shitzuras ha'nefesh, it is knowledge, which is the form of the soul. The form of the soul is what the Pasuk is talking about when it says, in our image and in our likeness. Many times this form is called soul, using the terms nefesh or ruach. Before you have to be careful in these names, that you shouldn't make a mistake in them. You have to learn each and every name from its context. I think what the Rambam is referring to is the term nefesh or ruach, that sometimes it refers to like an animal soul, a living thing, and sometimes it refers to that special form that we're talking about, which is the unique human soul. Paragraph Tes. Einsuras nefesh azos mechuberes mani yesodos kadesh yitipar lahem. The form of the soul is not composed of the elements so that it should eventually disintegrate. The Eina Mikoch HaNeshama, the form doesn't come from the soul. Achetei Tzriachal HaNeshama, so that the form needs a soul, Kumash HaNeshama Tzriachal HaGuv. Like the soul needs a body, this form needs a soul. Ela Meis Hashem HaNeshamayim Hi. That's not the way it is. This is a form that comes straight from Hashem, from the heavens. It's a spiritual entity. The Fikach Kishupar HaGolam, when the body comes apart, Shumachuber Min Yesodus, which is composed of the elements, the Ta'avid HaNeshama, and the soul is destroyed, meaning here the soul in the sense of the animal soul. Because the animal type of soul can exist only with the body. And it needs the body, and doesn't exist without it. And all that it does. So at that point, this form is not destroyed at that point. It doesn't need a soul in its actions. It's an independent entity. It knows and understands knowledge that is separated from the physical bodies. And it knows the creator of all. And it stands forever and ever. This is what King Solomon says in his wisdom. The dust will return to the earth as it was, but the spirit returns to God who gave it. Paragraph Yud. All of these things that we said about this matter, it's like a drop of the bucket. Hey. They're not as deep as the matters discussed in the first two chapters. And the explanation of these things that are in the third and fourth chapter, as opposed to the first and second, the talks about metaphysics, that which is higher than the physical. What is discussed in these two chapters, so Nikra Maisa Bereishis, it's called the story of creation, or the matters concerning creation, as opposed to the first two chapters, which are about the Merkava, the divine chariot. The early sages said, you don't teach these things publicly. To one person, you tell him these things, and you teach him. What is the distinction between the first two chapters? That is that which deals with the metaphysical, the Maisa Merkava, that which is going on in the chariot, beyond the heavens. And the Maisa Bereishis, that which deals primarily with the world and how the four elements work, and even the stars, which is also physical. What's the difference? Jinya Maisa Merkava, Filarachad and Darshanbo. The Maisa Merkava, even to one person, you don't teach about. Unless he's very wise and understands by himself, you give him the chapter headings, and he has to be able to understand it himself. You speak in a very abstract sort of way to him. My separations you can teach to an individual even though he can't figure it out himself. You can tell him as much as he can from all of these things. Why don't you teach it publicly? Because not every person has a broad enough knowledge to understand the explanation of these matters clearly. Now in paragraph Yud Beis, the Rambam is really telling us why one should study these things in the first place. When a person reflects upon these things, and he understands all of the creatures, he recognizes them. The Adam, Kiyotzebo, from an angel to the spheres, to the persons like him. The Yirach Achmaso Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Yitzurim B'chol Abruim. He will see the wisdom of the Holy One, blessed is he, in everything formed and created. Mosev Avol Amakom, this increases his love to Hashem. Titzman Afsho, his soul will thirst. V'yichma B'saro, his flesh will long. Lev Amakom Baruch Hu, to love Hashem, blessed is he. And he will also be afraid of his lowliness, his poorness, his lightness, when he compares himself to one of these holy, great bodies, like the spheres. Certainly, when he relates himself to an angel, to the pure forms that are separated from matter, that are not connected with matter altogether. He'll find that he is a vessel filled of shame, reik v'chaser, empty and lacking. So he'll be filled with an awe of God. Paragraph Yud Gimel, v'nyanei abar prakamei elushu v'chamish mitzvah so'elo. These four chapters that deal with the five mitzvahs, that is the mitzvah of knowing God, not imagining any other, knowing the oneness of God and loving and fearing him. The sages call this Pardus, the orchard. As they say, the expression Abba Nechem Sula Pardus, four went into the orchard to study these deep things. Even though these four described in the Gemara were great sages, they were very wise men. Not all of them had the strength to understand all of these things clearly. I say, it's not fitting to stroll in the orchard, that is to engross in these studies, unless one has filled his stomach with meat and bread. What do we mean by the bread and the meat? To know the forbidden and the permitted of the other mitzvahs, and so on, all of the laws of the mitzvahs. Even though the sages refer to the laws as a small thing compared to the spiritual thing, they said, the sages said, the great thing is knowing the spiritual things about the Merkava of Hashem, and the little thing is knowing the discussions and questions of Abai and Rava, that is the nitty gritty of halachic learning. Nevertheless, it is fit to preface all of the halachic learning first. They set all the knowledge of the man first. And moreover, they are the great goodness that Hashem gave to this world. Through them we can inherit the world to come. And everyone can know them. Small and great, man and woman, someone with a broad wise heart and someone with a narrow heart. So it's accessible and open to everyone. Once you know all of that, then, Rambam says, then you go on to these spiritual and metaphysical things that can increase your love and awe of Hashem.